Greetings, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This time, I'm introducing you to Mari Reisberg, and on her profile, she says, "I'm funny and I love to laugh." And as you'll hear throughout this entire conversation, that's practically all we do. And one of my favorites, one of the easiest conversations I've had in a very long time, and such a pleasure to have her on the show. Mari's been in the performing arts and healing arts fields for the past 25 years, and we talk a little bit as to how she got there. But she also, unbelievably, became a trapeze artist at the ripe old age of three. Three! My jaw dropped when I heard that, and I thought, what was I doing when I was 3 years old? I think I was just sucking on my thumb. But by that age, Mari was leaps and bounds ahead all of us. And I think that automatically makes her pretty incredible. We talk a lot about psychic abilities. We talk about legacies, about ancestry, where these gifts come from. We talk about telling stories and listening to people's stories, because both she and I love to hear other people's stories. From soup to nuts, this was just a really fun interview. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Mari Reisberg.
This was back in the days of the flip phone, and his name like popped up on the little screen. And in my dream, I picked up the phone and I said, "Hi, oh my gosh, how are you?" And he said, "I just called to say goodbye." Grew up in a family of very, very spiritual individuals, and then got as far away from that as possible, kind of left all of that and moved to the East Coast. And once I moved to New York, started feeling like something was missing, this reconnection to my soul. And so that's kind of where I reinvigorated that or rediscovered that through my own version of connecting with, you know, angel therapy and more of the world, the unseen world, if you will. I had grown up with that as a child. I was the kid in the garden talking to plants and having moments with fairies and all of that. And I remember my mom at one point telling me, you know, in kindergarten, your feet just they haven't arrived on the ground yet. you live in such of this very magical world. And that is truly what it felt like. I lived in this very magical, mystical world, and my feet hadn't quite firmly landed on the ground. I mean, my mom was a psychic medium for years, and she and I had this very, what may sound bizarre to other people, but was very normal for me growing up, that I would ask her a question in my head and she would answer it out loud and vice versa. And so this is very deep connection that I had with my mom. And so that was like, we grew up doing crossing over ceremonies for spirits that were stuck energetically in the house that we lived in. So I remember being in fourth grade and like standing at the top of the stairs with my dad and my brother and my mom and doing a ceremony to support this spirit to cross over. And that was normal. And so when I got to, you know, high school, college, and I'm telling people these stories, they're like, "No, that's not normal. That is not what we experienced growing up at all." One of the biggest ones, and I feel like in my childhood, this was like happening constantly for me. But in adulthood, I was 26 and I had been dating this man for about 9 months, and then our relationship ended, but still very connected to him. And I had a dream, and this was back in the days of the flip phone, and his name like popped up on the little screen. And in my dream, I picked up the phone and I said, "Hi, oh my gosh, how are you?" And he said, "I just called to say goodbye." And I woke up from the dream. And 2 hours later, I got a phone call that he died.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was just like, even telling you, my whole body just had tingles sharing this. But it was, I didn't think much of it. I have dreams all the time where people are showing up or saying things or this and that. But it was, I just called to say goodbye. And I immediately woke up following that. And then a few hours later, got a phone call telling me that he'd passed away. And I was like, that is some weird, unexplainable. Okay. Wow. So I enjoy the weirdness and the quirks and the little off-center experiences we all have. And there are cultures and groups of people having these experiences on a daily basis that we are not in community with or relationship with.
Yes. I mean, honestly, I think about the Shinto religion, you know, or the Shinto way, and they're just like, spirits are all around all the time. What's wrong with you? Yeah. How do you not know that? I mean, literally, whether they're plants or animals or people, whatever, they're always here. And I just think that's such a remarkable way to live.
It is. Or to experience the trance world through dance, the trance dance or a whirling dervish connection to that spiritual path in that same way. Like, yeah, we don't have those in our day-to-day life, but it doesn't mean other people aren't experiencing them in their day-to-day life.
Right. I mean, I'm now going back to you spinning in the air with your, and having, what did you say? Your vestibular?
Your inner ear.
Like, I could never be a whirling dervish, because again, I would puke everywhere. It would just be bad.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do it now either.
It's a young people's thing.
Yes. Or a very practiced.
And just like that, it's a wrap on my conversation with Mari Reisberg, who, as it happens, has her very own podcast called Sustaining Creativity. I was lucky enough to be on the show. It should be dropping any day now, but another time where I got to just laugh with her and enjoy her presence and enjoy a really dynamic conversation. To read up a little bit more about Mari and her podcast and what she's doing in the world, there will be a link to her podcast as well as to her Insta, so you can follow and like and enjoy a little bit more of what Mari is bringing into the world. And I think our conversation really, really, really kind of should make us all wonder about, what are these talents, these gifts that probably everyone has, to be honest, of whether you want to call them psychic abilities or telepathy or whatever you want to call them. There's no doubt in my mind that every single person has these gifts. But our conversation, I think, really made me realize again, there's a whole lot more that we do not know about this world and this universe. And I'm really grateful that there are people out there doing the hard work, trying to figure it all out. Now, you know me. This is the part of the podcast where I ask you to rate my podcast, Bite Size Blessings, wherever you find the show. Those ratings and reviews help other people find this little labor of love of mine. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Mari. What would it look like if you and I woke up every single day with a sense of wonder and play and just awe at the gorgeousness and the creative power in this reality? What would it look like if we started off every day excited to find a stranger to have a new conversation with? Excited to invite others to belong and become a part of our community? Excited and just gung-ho about creating something beautiful, something the world has never seen? I was listening to a podcast the other day where they were talking about creativity and the concept that ideas are out floating around in the ether, that they are alive and they're trying to find someone, anyone out there to bring them to life. And it explains so much about how different people in different parts of the world come up with the same incredible idea at the same time. Those ideas that are alive are just trying to find someone to channel them, to bring more beauty into the world. So I guess what I'm asking is, you know, can you be like Mari and can you partner with those ideas, with that sense of play, with that sense of creativity, to bring something powerful, something new into the world? Because we need people like that, people who will partner with those ideas, partner with those beautiful concepts and say, yes, here I go. I'm going to create something new. And thank you for choosing me. So be like Mari and bring something beautiful into the world. Bring a sense of play and adventure to your life. And I mean, I don't even know what it's going to look like when we all start doing this. But think about it and consider it. And then I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to watch all of you do your magic.